Time for another live report on Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT.
Well, we moved around just a little different, celebrating National Farm Safety Week here a little early at Southern States in Cadence. Kevin's here with us. Good morning, Kevin. Or good afternoon, actually. It's afternoon time.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to be here. Of course, we're in Elkton, not in Cadence.
Oh, yeah. I did put it in Cadence. I'm sorry. My mind went totally shot there. We are in Elkton. You got a store in, there's a store in Cadence, but this is the place to be right here in Elkton, Dave.
Store there in Cadence, yes, sir. We have several stores scattered around. We're part of the Russellville Group here. Todd Branch is what they call us here in Elkton. So, you know, we're still a full agronomy dealer. We don't have any propane or any petroleum, but we have all the feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, farm supplies, all that. So,
you guys are doing a lot of business. It's maybe not your busiest time of year, but a lot of farmers are busy this day and time in Todd County and around the area here, getting ready to plant some wheat and finishing up corn. And so I'm sure you guys are doing some things to help them get ready.
We're trying to help some. We've got getting some soil samples. We're spreading quite a bit of lime. Still a little corn to be harvested on the north end of the county predominantly, but soybeans harvest has started even in the north. So we're doing pretty much everything that we need to do right now. We're delivering some feed. We just started our mineral sale last week, so that will go on through October. We've got that going, delivering quite a bit of mineral and general feed and farm supplies moving out. We're having a pretty good month.
Yeah, there are a lot of cattle in Todd County, too. A lot of folks raising cattle still in Todd County, and that mineral is a good option for them.
We have a good line of mineral. Of course, we picked up Purina Minerals there several years ago now, and they're supporting us well, and we have two mineral sales during the year. We have a spring and a fall. We've just started our fall sale. We're proud of our Purina mineral. We think it's a high-quality mineral, and we've got a lot of people that just wait for the mineral sale to buy it and then stock up. So,
mineral sales. So, obviously, yeah, that's a good time to stock up for sure, so folks can take advantage of it. How long is your mineral sale going on?
It will continue through November the 1st, which will end on a Saturday.
Good opportunity for folks to stock up here in the fall to get ready for the winter months and keep plenty in stock then.
It will save most everybody, on average, at least $2 a bag. Some of it's a little more than $2 a bag, but it will at least save you $2 a bag to stock up now.
You're hearing good things from your farmers out there in the corn harvest this year?
Corn harvest has been pretty good. The dry weather hurt some, but most of the corn was already made before the bad weather set in, the dry, hot weather. Some of the yields in the north where it got planted a little later aren't quite as good as the southern part of the county, but still, overall, it's going to be a good corn year. Double crop soybeans, maybe not so. Yeah, double crop soybeans are probably going to hurt. There have been some early soybeans cut. They were predominantly in the mid-50s. They're a good crop, not the best crop, but a good crop.
I think I look back and the last time Todd County had any rain was probably back in any significant rainfall to speak of. It was probably back in August. Had a little shower, July, I'm thinking, late July, but actually had a little shower a couple of weeks ago, but really didn't do a lot to help things. It's going to take a lot more than a little shower to make things better here dry with the growing conditions.
Yes, so the growing conditions now, just most of the grass fields have turned brown, and I mean, it's just there's a burn ban on in Todd County, as there are in our neighboring counties also. But overall, growing conditions aren't good for anything. It's time to be sowing grasses if you want to do that, but the conditions aren't good to sow grasses. I mean, there are a lot of lawns that are barren and are going to have to be redone. Pastures the same way, some hay fields.
Yeah. I hadn't mowed our yard. Well, we haven't mowed our yard probably in a month, and do I miss that? I don't know. Mowing's kind of therapy for me sometimes. I kind of enjoy that. But, boy, I mowed a couple weeks ago just a little patch of the garden that needed to be mowed down. The dust is something.
That's about all you'll stir up. You may get a few weeds or something, but the grass is just almost non-existent. And then if you've got any clay in your yard, you're probably seeing cracks in it.
Yeah, right, definitely. That's for sure this time of year. Well, we're in Southern States in Elkton, really talking farm safety. We're going to come back and visit with Kevin, and I don't know if anybody else is going to be on with us or not, Kevin. I think everybody else is clearing out of the office, aren't they?
Some have disappeared. Of course, we've got some on vacation right now, some out in the field working, but we've got some other guys around.
We'll talk about some of your crew here, talk to you about what farmers are looking for this year as well. Much more. We're in Southern States in Elkton, talking farm safety. We're on Todd 1070 and 92.1 FM.